San Francisco Public Library's main branch for years. And, you know, a lot of issues that I've seen around the way America treats their homeless population and their mentally ill population. So, but there will still be humor in it, and it'll still be entertaining.
Oh, we look forward to that.
But I want to add one more comment. I think a lot of people that kind of relates to this current pandemic, a lot of people are using this current pandemic as an excuse to kind of stagnate or stop living or stop learning and growing. And I say it's the perfect time to cultivate a new hobby or resurrect an old one. And I'm hoping that my book, my new book, is a perfect inspiration for people to do this, because it is a tribute to my brother, who was the most Renaissance man, the most Renaissance person I've known. So thank you so much for having me.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us at KBOO. We've been talking with Grace Mattioli, Portland-based author of the new novel, The Bird That Sang in Color. You can find out more about Grace and all her work online at Grace Mattioli, that's MATTIOLI.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jenna, and I'm also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO, what's going on, what's coming up, anything that you need to know about what's going on with KBOO. First big announcement for all you Bluegrass fans. The Bluegrass Marathon for 2021 here on KBOO is happening this Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's going to be, oh, it's just going to be great, because our hosts, Justin and Rachel, have lined up a really awesome 6 hours of programming featuring 26 bands that have recorded sets of music from their own remote locations just for the Bluegrass Marathon. And so that is super exciting. We're super appreciative of all these 26 bands recording just for you, just for all you Bluegrass fans out there. So make sure you tune in. Again, that's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here on KBOO. And big thanks to Justin and Rachel for getting all those bands and putting all of this together. I'm looking at the playlist. You can join me in looking at the playlist on our website at kboo.fm. Right there on the front page, you'll see a link to the lineup for the Bluegrass Marathon this Saturday. Looks like in the 9 a.m. hour, it starts off with Fred Coates and ends that hour with Josh Cole. We got about, like, oh, I don't know, look at that. It's like 5-6 bands each hour. So make sure you tune in for that. We also have a special CD gift, so tune in to see how you can get that day. So may not be live and in person like every year, but it is just like the Bluegrass Marathon that you're used to every year here on KBOO, because we got lots of love from bands who are playing just for this event. Again, I'm going to say one more time, Saturday, March 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tune in on KBOO Portland. We'll be having another music marathon. The show Life During Wartime is doing a special from 10 p.m. until 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday, March 17th. So for all you Life During Wartime marathon folks, get ready for 7.5 hours of your favorite show. Stay up all night. You'll be up with Aaron, Matt C., and the Wolfman as they celebrate 26 years on the air. Imagine that, 26 years. Go Life During Wartime. And they're going to be joined by former DJs of the show, so tune on in. Again, that's Wednesday, March 18th from 10 p.m. until 5. So again, that's Wednesday, March 17th, starting at 10 p.m., going all the way until 5:30 a.m. I love music marathons. So much fun. Ooh, another marathon that is coming up is the Grateful Dead and Friends Marathon is coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. That's from 12 to 7 p.m. So for all you deadheads, get ready. Your time of 7 hours of Grateful Dead and Friends is coming up. We got all your favorite Grateful Dead and Friends hosts participating. So they're right now, they're working on it. It's going to be a really great way to kick off April. So tune in again on Saturday, April 3rd from noon to 7 p.m. for the Grateful Dead and Friends Marathon. Okay, other stuff coming up. Announcement for all of our listeners, members, volunteers. Anyone who's a KBOO fan, we're still looking for folks who want to record a testimonial for KBOO. All we need is for people to record a 1-minute testimonial about why they like KBOO. Why do they support KBOO? We got all the instructions and how you get that audio to us on our website, right there at the top of our website at kboo.fm. So check out that. It's a lot of fun because we play those testimonials on air during our membership drives. So share with the world why you support KBOO. Ooh, some KBOO swags, KBOO merch announcements. If you are a fan of wearing some KBOO t-shirts, right now we have some limited edition KBOO shirts available. We have our March for Metal t-shirt that was just for our Metal Marathon, as well as our International Women's Day t-shirt. A great time to buy it right now while we're in Women's History Month. And we also have some shirts coming up for our marathons, like the Bluegrass Marathon, the Life During Wartime shirt. All our shirts were designed by KBOO folks, so check them out. It's a fun way to show your fandom for KBOO and as well as for some of your favorite KBOO shows. So check out those shirts. There's a link right on our front page at kboo.fm. You'll see a link right there on the top of our website. Okay, stuff coming up for our volunteers. We have some classes coming up tomorrow. We have an FCC Basics class. That's Thursday, March 11th. That's from 12 to 2 p.m. You can find the link for that online meeting in your all-programmer email. So look there if you're needing to either have a refresher or maybe learn the basics of all the FCC laws that dictate our airwaves. And then also tomorrow night is a class called Pitching for the Drive. It's a class about how you pitch for our membership drives, also just how you kind of pitch generally for your show. If you've never pitched before, this is the class for you. If you want to get a refresher, even ask some questions about what makes for good pitching that doesn't make our listeners go, oh no, but makes them go, oh yeah, this is nice. That's a class for you. Thursday, March 11th, tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. That is a class that's on Zoom. So of course, check your email for the link. Then on Saturday, we have a class actually for our potential volunteers. I don't know if it's much of a class. Is it called a class? Well, we call it volunteer orientation. We have volunteer orientation happening at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 13th, the same day as the Bluegrass Marathon. So while you're taking a quick break from the Bluegrass Marathon, or maybe listening to the Bluegrass Marathon that morning, will inspire you to go to volunteer orientation. You don't need to contact us or do really anything prerequisite-wise in order to attend a KBOO volunteer orientation. You just got to be ready to volunteer for KBOO. We are doing our orientations right now online, so you can get the link or register for that Zoom meeting on our website at kboo.fm. And you just scroll a little bit down the page and you will see a link to our volunteer orientations for this spring. Then on Tuesday, March 16th, we have a Programming Essentials class. That's a class where you learn about the basics of everything you need to do as a programmer here at KBOO. That is happening at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 16th. Then on Friday, March 19th at 5 p.m., Janka will be teaching the interviewing techniques class. Then on Monday, March 22nd at 5:30 p.m. There's the Writing for Radio course. It's a lot focused towards our news broadcast, but learning how to write for radio is always a, yeah, it's always a good one. Whether you are a music programmer or a public affairs programmer, or even if you, you know, have an arts and culture show. Then on Tuesday, the 23rd at 5 p.m., we have KBOO's website class. Learn all about how to use KBOO's website as a volunteer. And then we have audio editing for news using the software Audacity on Thursday, March 25th at noon. So that's for all of our news volunteers. Then on Saturday, March 27th at 10:30 a.m., we have our Broadcasting Nationally class where you can learn all about how you take your current KBOO program and you make it available to the Pacifica Network for syndication. And another thing for our programmers, I just want to give a big thank you to all of our programmers who attended the all programmer meetings last week. It was really awesome to see everybody. It was really awesome to see everyone and take some group photos, even if it was on Zoom. So that's all I just wanted to say. Thanks for coming. That was really great seeing everybody. And the news out there in the world is making it seem like maybe we'll all be able to see each other in person sometime soonish. We'll see. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on this one. I got hope. A big general announcement is that we are going to be down for a little bit. So our signal's going to be down, our radio signal, on Friday, March 19th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. because we have to do maintenance on our transmitter. It did receive some damage in that storm that was, I think, about a month ago. So we will be doing some major repair and maintenance. Again, we'll be down from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Friday, March 19th, but you can still listen to KBOO via our website at kboo.fm/listen or on our mobile app. So our programming will still be going. And so we appreciate your understanding as that was a wicked storm. So we appreciate having the time to be able to make the repairs that we need in order to get our signal out to you. All right, and then for our members' meetings that are coming up, our next big meeting that's coming up is our Finance Committee. The Finance Committee meets next Thursday, that's March 18th, at 4:30 p.m. And then we have our regular development meeting that usually meets on the fourth Mondays, also at 4:30 p.m., then shortly after that is our monthly board meeting at 6 p.m. So for all you committee and board meeting fans, I will see you there. Well, that is all I got for this week's News from the Boo. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday after the news at 5:45 p.m., which means that I will be talking to you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
couldn't face it right now. If you asked me to leave, I get I wasn't your first choice, but I know you're the one for me. Now it's the middle of the night, with our heads through the wall, telling you it's worth the fight. This ain't just a free-for-all.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Have you gotten your flu shot? It's never too late to protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu.